Hi guys, so my friend Lucy, also known as Lucid Dream With Me here on Reddit, posted a Christmas questionnaire on here on Backstage. And, you know, before I was a content creator, if I can even really consider myself that, these were some of my favorite things to listen to. You know, I really like to get to know people as actual humans and not just anonymous voices on the internet. So, figured I would give it a try. So, a very festive Christmas questionnaire. So, question number one, favorite Christmas movie? So, I'm not gonna lie, I am absolutely a sucker for all of the really cheesy, romantic Hallmark Christmas movies. I am really just basic like that. Sorry if that shatters any kind of illusions. But I would say going back to childhood, my favorite movie series for Christmas is the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. But, you know, the few things that I actually go out of my way to watch every year are the classic claymation Christmas specials. So, like, The Year Without a Santa Claus and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and the original Rudolph. Yeah. Favorite Christmas song. Question number two, favorite Christmas song. I really enjoy Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, with a close second being Vince Vance and the Valiants' All I Want for Christmas Is You. And, you know, a funny story about All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey is my best friend and I, we have this, promise, I guess you would say. We both have that song on our phones for our music, and whenever it comes on shuffle year-round, we have to listen to it, and we send each other a picture to prove it. Yeah. Favorite Christmas cookie or dessert? You know, I'm very unlikely to turn down any kind of dessert. I am a huge fan, though, of snickerdoodles. Usually the only time each year that I get to have snickerdoodles. So I will say that that is my favorite Christmas cookie. Number four, what do you do on Christmas Eve? So, that's a little bit more complicated this year. But, you know, most recently the youngest cousins on one of the sides of my family, we have started our own tradition where we hang out on Christmas Eve and make cookies together and play some games and stuff like that. So pretty relaxed, laid back Christmas Eve with just a few of us. Talk us through your typical Christmas day. So, you know, I have a very low-key family. A very small family, so we don't do a lot of traveling. Very much a wake up, start the day, get together, eat presents, and go home. We eat pretty early, so Christmas dinner is usually like 3 p.m. or so. So, yeah, not a huge production. Definitely not the way that it used to be when I was a kid, which makes sense. What's your dream destination for the holidays? I would really love to one day spend Christmas on a mountain, on a snowy mountain somewhere, where it's actually snowing on Christmas because, you know, climate change is a hoax or whatever. That's sarcasm. It is very rare where it is even cold enough to snow on Christmas these days. So I would love to go somewhere that it's snowing. When did you find out the truth about Santa? You know, my gut was like, oh, you should say, oh my God, Santa's not real? What does this mean? But I'm not going to do that. I would say, I think I was around 8 when I finally figured it out. I was like, you know what? This is kind of suspicious. But I was very, very dedicated to making sure that my younger siblings believed that that was a thing for as long as possible. Do you prefer Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or Boxing Day? I would say I would prefer Christmas Day. As an American, I have no idea what Boxing Day is. And, you know, the people that I've asked from the UK also seem to not have any idea what Boxing Day is. So if anyone can let me know, that would be awesome. What is the most memorable gift you've ever received? And what about given? You know, I should have prepared answers to these questions because I told myself that I was not going to edit this at all. Memorable gift I've received. I guess when I started college, this was several years ago, obviously, I got a really fancy iPad for Christmas, and it had the, keyboard attachment, so that was my, little computer for the first couple years of college. Most memorable gift I've given. Okay, so, it wasn't last year, it was the year before. I got my mom this bracelet that has, the phase of the moon on the night that I was born and the night that my younger sister was born. And it's really pretty and really cool. Do I prefer to buy gifts or make things for other people? I am not creative or skilled whatsoever in most things, so I definitely buy people gifts because I think most people would be offended if I tried to make them something. Quick, try to name all of Santa's reindeer. Well, this is very easy. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, Rudolph, and if we reference back to my answer to question one, the Santa Claus, if you are a fan of the Santa Claus 2, you would know that Chet was one of Santa's reindeer in training. So we're going to consider Chet one of the reindeer. Are you a last minute shopper or are you organized? I am a little bit of both. I would say this year I am very last minute. There are some people that I still have not gotten anything for that I just realized I hadn't gotten anything for them literally today. And Christmas is less than a week away, so not great planning on my part. But some people I have things picked out for them, you know, weeks in advance, if not months in advance. I've had one of my sister's Christmas presents since, like, the summer. So, yeah, somewhere in between. Do I have any funny, embarrassing stories about the holidays? I don't know if I do. I don't think that I do. I know one year I wore like a really silly shirt, like a graphic t-shirt with like a funny saying on it. But I don't remember what it is, so it's not, like, I remember that it was funny, but I don't remember what it said, so very anticlimactic story there for you. What Christmas scents always make me nostalgic? I love the smell of hot chocolate, really just any chocolate, anything baking chocolate. I have never had a real Christmas tree, so I always really appreciate the scent of Christmas trees. Even the fake Christmas tree scent that are candles and things like that. Am I on the naughty list or the nice list this year? I mean, I don't know. Does me being here on this website doing the things that I do automatically qualify me for the naughty list? I don't know. Yeah, I think I need some definitions. What's naughty? What's nice? You know, maybe I need to have a chat with Santa himself to let me know what the determiners are for who ends up where. If I could bump into any celebrity under the mistletoe, who would it be? Yeah, I'm so mad that I didn't prepare. awkward silence. Have I even watched any movies recently? You know what? I'll go Ryan Reynolds, because he was in a movie that I watched not that long ago. Does my family have any special holiday recipes? What are they? So my mom makes these really delicious cream cheese cookies, and they are always very popular, and people always want the recipe. They're really good, promise. Love them. Oh, so maybe those should be my favorite Christmas cookie that, I'm gonna retract my answer from earlier and say the cream cheese cookies are my favorite. What do I do during that weird stretch of time between Christmas and New Year's Eve? I usually go to work. that's about it. Adulthood, not super fun. Gotta go to work. Do I make New Year's Eve resolutions? Do I have any for this year? I don't have any New Year's resolutions, and I would say I don't typically make them because, you know, if there's something that I really, really, really want to do, I'm not gonna make myself wait to do it until January 1st, because I think it sets you up for failure. That's just me. Not to put a damper on things, but... Real or fake Christmas tree? I have always had fake Christmas trees. I am allergic to real Christmas trees and most things outside and most pets and, you know, just honestly, the human existence. Allergic. Yeah. Candy cane or gingerbread men? I mean, they're in two totally different categories. Why do I have to choose between them? But actually, I'm not a huge fan of peppermint flavored thing. So, I mean, if we can adjust the flavor of the candy cane, I would probably choose candy canes. But if we're talking classic peppermint, then I will probably choose gingerbread men. Eggnog or mulled wine? Question 22. I have not said any of the numbers, but I'm on question 22, which means I'm almost done, promise. I would say eggnog, because I couldn't tell you what mulled wine is. So that means that I definitely haven't had it. And if it is wine-based, then I know that I wouldn't like it because I don't like wine and I don't really drink. 23, Mariah Carey or Michael Bublé? Well, obviously, I'm going to choose Mariah Carey. No further questions. 24, multicolored lights or white lights? So it depends. On a Christmas tree, I would say white lights. But on houses and outdoors, I prefer multicolored lights or just a more colorful decoration display. And 25, last question, ice skating or sledding? I've actually never been ice skating in my whole life. Anyone who knows me in real life, so hopefully none of you guys, lol, knows that I'm not a very graceful person, so strapping blades to my feet and playing on ice would be a really terrible decision. So we're gonna go sledding. I would actually say sledding is, so I went, one of my favorite vacations in my life. We went to the mountains and a lot of fun snow activities happened, except for ice skating apparently. So yeah, I will say sledding. There's a bonus question. Okay, drop a pic of my favorite ugly Christmas sweater. So I don't know if I have any ugly ones per se, but I actually just wore, I call it my Gothmas Christmas sweater. So I will put a picture of that in my post. All right, well, if you actually listen to this, thank you so much. And thank you to Lucy for putting this questionnaire together. I hope that a lot of people fill it out because I really like listening to these and it was super fun. Okay, bye guys, happy holidays.